may I record?
Two, yeah.
You've got to carry it around with you.
It's on volume 10.
Oh, it says about the microphone here, look. You've got to put it at chest height. Make sure it's not knocked or covered by the clothing. So there's a jacket brushing the microphone for extra quality. If you're at home, you can put the machine and microphone on the table near you where it will still pick up conversation. So let me know if you watch what I say from now on.
Probably.
Why? Why don't I give things away?
There's nothing to give
20
away.
20 tapes.
Yeah, there's a lot of tapes.
There's a lot, isn't there?
I think they're 90 minute.
90 minutes on each tape?
What, 40 minutes? I think they've seen 90.
I took the
hind
leg off a donkey with all that much.
Yeah, I know.
It makes you feel very...
No, I'm not declared. It was later on.
Well, I have to be careful because I might say things that I shouldn't.
Well, it's never stopped you before.
I might know, though. Oh, I was going to have a cup of tea.
Well, you were right what you said, though, about Matthew.
It just seems to me such a complete and utter waste of his time, primarily. If he'd been, if it's been identified a year earlier, which we reckon it was, you would think that even given all the red tape and everything else...
I'll have to look up his records,
you know, again. It makes you wonder whether something could be done about placing him, for his own sake, because he's never going to achieve anything in an ordinary class. He's just got such a downer on himself, and he's got such a negative... way of looking at himself, and everybody else looks at him that way now, because he cannot be positive. He contributes nothing.
It's hard being positive for him, isn't it?
I feel sorry for him.
Well, I do and I don't sometimes.
Well, having said that, although I feel sorry for him, I get annoyed with him.
Yes. Well, like I said, he's his own worst enemy.
Everybody else's time.
And everybody else is fed up with him.
And this is why I think he'd be better off. His needs are not met by a class teacher, and I don't think they have been for this last.
Well, we need a support teacher, I think, don't we?
But you need somebody who's going to work with him every day, and with an individual program, and you just can't offer that in a class.
It's difficult.
The only way you can do that is if he goes to the special unit at Leicester.
But I don't think there's a provision for him now, you see, because there's a term and a half left before he moves on.
Well, this is what I'm saying. If it had been picked up and followed through at an earlier stage, he would have been ensconced.
No, there must have been a problem identified earlier on. But
I think so. I think it's been identified, but I don't think it's been followed through.
No, well, it's like so many other things, isn't it?
Yeah, that's always the way, though, isn't it? Yeah. It just rankles me when I see children like that. And you know, there's nothing you can really do for them. You can't make up for the fact that they've got a rotten home life. And that's top and bottom line, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You're trying to be everything, and they're pushing it away because it's not what they really want. And all you can get from him is how marvellous, you're right, how marvellous his brothers are. And yet what I've heard of the brothers, they're not all that marvellous. They're not really that much to look up to. The
role model, is it really?
No, they're marvellously wrong things. He was talking.
Was anything else said or acted upon, or shall I use the kids word done today? No, there's a word that should be done.
I had a conversation with Gillian about reading, about Robert's reading, and I made the point that we'd said last night about him barking at print, reading through words that he didn't know and not asking what they were, and she said she'd noticed that, because we had a bit of a laugh about it. I said, I don't know what I'm telling you about it for, because you even read anyway. But she said yes, she'd noticed, but she said they aren't getting more out of this Johnny Briggs book than the other book. So she's quite pleased that she's put them onto it.
Bozo Briggs.
Sorry?
Robert.
Mm. comes to stop me.
Oh, yes.
In the bank, and I went up the bank.
And what did she have to say for herself?
Alright, I just don't go, but you know, I was thinking of taking Robert back last night, it was very kind of him, and she said that would be nice to have him. But Oliver and Robert got on really well. And, not really.
Are you still working?
Yeah.
It was just a noise I heard on the tape.
She was talking about the weather. She was saying how cold it was. And I made the point I tipped all your lot out. I said I let them go in the classroom. I said it's a new thing. But I said they've got their coats on. They're too macho to wear them. That's their problem, you know. They've got their coats in school. But they were very good about going. I'm not going up to her again. She's just going to have to cry herself to sleep and cry. I'm just having enough of her now. She's tired, she had a busy day.
When was she last asleep?
Just before I came in from school. And we were home by about 3:30. So she's ready to go up again. She probably would have done if Robert hadn't tipped the milk everywhere.
Was she asleep by then?
And raved. She was probably just about going off then. You see, it woke her up, all the fuss and kerfuffle. It was so mad with him, isn't it?
The trials and tribulations of the family life.
I tell you, I said today when I was in school, because that's like being at home with my 3-year-old, it was just like that today, being stuck in there.
I'll just go up and see you.
Right. I'm trying to sort her out. Bit of paper then you have to fill in on this about where you're working from and what you're doing and who you're doing it with and how often.
The logbook.
Yeah, that's the word.
The logbook.
Need the dictionary.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's quite special, isn't it?
You get a conversation record booklet, tapes 1 to 10.
Sorry, that was one I was looking for.
Each side covers one side, 45 minutes of a 90 minute tape.
Right, it's been a great big pause on it while you went to see it
around. So then there are all the details of those examples.
So you're going to take that out with you tomorrow? When you go and buy the corn and the goat mix?
I could do.
I'm starting with you. What are you going to do when I've had my hair cut?
I don't know. I'll find somewhere.
I'll be back now, I reckon. I must find that photo as well to take with me. I feel I should be all philosophical and start spouting later.
What about?
That's good.
I'm spouted out, I think.
I told you about those puns today, didn't I? Something just, it just didn't trigger them at all.
They didn't laugh when you mentioned them?
Yeah, they groaned at the ones we'd come up with. But when it came to making their own up, they'd come out with half of one. They'd come out with things like, I think you're, hang on. No, not barking at the wrong tree, that was the wrong one. But they'd sort of come out with half a pun and they wouldn't finish it off like, oh, this is smashing. and I'd say, yeah, but that's not a pun. That's only a pun if you write down, this is smashing, said the robber, or the smash and grab man as the window fell in, that kind of thing, you know.
Well, anyway, how did that link with C?
Well, we had to broaden it. They just couldn't manage on the C ones.
Oh, well, there's loads.
Oh, they couldn't. Yeah, don't forget, I'm not telling you, but you know your age range. They managed to get some ones on the C, but they did have a try. A lot of them come up with their barking up the wrong tree, said the dog, you know, things like that, with a bit of help. There was another one that a lot of them came up with. One or two had heard a few before, and they all groaned, and they accused you of making them all up. I said, no, actually, the better ones are mine.
No, I thought you made two.
So they all laughed at that. But that was quite hard, really. When I think about it, they did have. I'm fed up talking about school. Let's talk about something else.
School spans now, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
What a whiff, dog. Oh, God.
You're gasping for air, are you?
God, blimey. I don't know what my mother's fed that dog today. Certainly repeating on him tonight.
Kicking out him.
He's lying there pretending it's not him though.
Get him off that carpet.
Oh, Laura.
Get him off the carpet.
I must just tell you this. Laura did make me laugh because she said, she stood up and she said, I'm going to give my talk about cats. I said, fine. She said, and I'm going to talk about my cat Ginger and my brother's cat Barney. Oh, by the way, Barney's dead. She has carried on.
Oh, that's the end of that conversation.
She gets speaking about it as though it was all, you know, still all right. But it was just so funny the way she said it, and I thought I mustn't laugh because she doesn't intend to be funny with it at all. That was quite good, actually. I'm doing it again. I'm talking about school.
Yeah.
Oh, school band.
You're doing some good things at Wickham. Having carpet down in one corridor. And the paint in the walls.
Yeah, lovely wine, yeah. How's the new head gone down there then?
Well, mixed, I think. There are those who struggled with the old head, who never knew what was going on. This head.
They like it.
And there are those who think this new one's
too squeaky.
Gone in, no, she's just gone in and doing too much too soon. Yeah. They're a very established staff, you know, there's not been much change.
Well, that's it. That's Suffolk all over, isn't it, really, for him? They sit and look at change for 10 years and then they think, yeah, we might do something, and then they actually go ahead and do it.
Yeah, watching the grass grow is pretty dramatic down here.
Sometimes.
It looks nice. I'm impressed with it. I'm also impressed with the deer car.
Well, it'll totally depress Terry if he goes there, then, won't it?
But theirs is bigger. They've got a pottery room, they've got community education there.
Yeah,
they've got two classes they're knocking through with a library.
But yours is a big school now.
Well, ours has got loads more pupils than theirs.
Well, they've just got more room, haven't they? Yeah, they've got an old secondary modern building.
That's the old
sex,
yeah,
that's
right.
That's why. I mean, they've got the facilities built, really. That's
ideal. I mean, we should have their side.
Yeah. That's like the girl said to me today, just before the end of... I'm doing it again, but anyway, just before the end of the morning, they said, could we practice our talks on each other? There's only 10 minutes left, so I said yes. And they said, well, can we go somewhere quiet? And the only place I could think to send them was the girls' changing room. There wasn't anywhere else, because the library was being used.
It was a quiet...
They're getting ready for lunch.
It was a quiet joke at the staff meeting that my office is going to be taken over because they need the extra toilet. Which is what they do for this extra classroom.
Well, that made me laugh when you sit around that corner to do paperwork. Like when you were in the other week and I was covering your class.
I don't normally sit there.
That was just so funny. It's just the kind of place you'd expect to see a naughty boy there when you were sitting around.
Yeah, but I was quiet. I was hardly...
Papers,
there aren't any other places.
I know.
I mean, Terry said I could use his office, but
he feels so it's
he keeps coming in, and
feels
and the secretary knocking on the door, and the telephone rings, and I've got a bit of work done.
That's inhibiting as well, isn't it? And it's always like crowding somebody's personal space, I think, when you go in their office. I feel that when I go in your room, though, very much that it is your room. And I feel the same when I go in Glenys's. It's her room.
Well, I mean, that
and
should be.
And you're a visitor there, which is...
Should be, after,
what,
7 years?
You know, that's it.
Never been painted, never been cleaned, tidy.
But it's all to do with having your own personal space.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they...
Because Mum made me laugh tonight, because she came in and she said, oh, well, you can have a hot cross bun there. I said, well, I think I'll have a piece of chocolate cake. And she said, all right then. I said, oh, I'm glad you approved, being as though it's mine and it's my house and I can eat what I want. And she's just totally forgotten.
Comfortably, so.
It was really quite funny. But it just shows, because she'd sit after the little ones all day. And she's obviously been speaking to them like that during the day. That's like your grandma did that with June once or twice. When June wanted to go out and your granny said, make sure you're back before midnight. And she was a married woman with
they're elderly. They assume an awful lot, man. The elderly do.
The wrinklies, now there's a word in current usage. The wrinklies that the children... sweetly call
them. Yeah, woe betide anybody who calls me that.
Yeah, I know. I keep any grey hairs. Am I a wrinkly head? Is this the sign of wrinklydom?
Wrinklydom. Is such a word?
I don't know. Well, there ought to be. Such a word as wrinkly. I don't know where that's come from.
Wrinkly?
Naff as well is another word the kids use a lot. It's really naff.
No, I think that's passed down now.
They don't like... What was that word that Emily Aikerman used, and I commented on it to you? It was when I borrowed the maternity wear from Penny, and she said something about one of the dresses, and it meant it was really awful, and I can't think.
Gross.
That's American, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the Robert uses that.
Well, Crisper came in here
the other
day.
Oh, yes, last
that
night.
That cake
is
really gross.
Gross.
But when you look at the children's television programmes, they're really all American, the cartoons.
I mean, that's 144, isn't it? A gross.
Yeah,
the old numbers.
Yeah. I don't remember using that. Ace was the word that we used a lot.
Can't remember.
It's Ace. Oh, yeah, I think it was Ace and Ace.
Carbon dear too.
Oh my god. Makes me seem ever so old, doesn't it? Looking round at people today and they might try to imagine them in their own home setting, you know, and what they're like out of work. People anywhere other than where you actually meet them at work. With not knowing where they live, I mean, I can't envisage what kind of house some of them have got, some of the stuff. It's quite interesting. I'll go and watch Victoria Wood at 9.
If you want to.
Seen
them all before.
Oh, but they're funny. They are.
Oh, I mean, I want to watch the Good Guys.
That's finished, isn't it?
No, there's one more episode. I'm sure there is.
Oh, that's really naff.
Well, I prefer that to Victoria Wood.
Oh, well, I'll take Victoria Wood then, because I like that. That Good Guys gets more outrageous every week. You can't believe a word of it. There's no plot to it at all. It's just so far-fetched.
We'll watch Victoria Wonder.
Oh.
If you want to watch it that badly.
Oh, I mean, I've watched the Good Guides guy.
Yeah, the Good Guides.
I've watched the Good Guys a couple of times and wondered
whether it was going to improve or not. Put it on it.
I've been waiting for it to get better every week.
Well, this could be the episode.
And you'll miss it. Because I'll be watching the repeat of Victoria.
Yeah,
Hall.
If you see.
Why is that Care Bear down there? She had it at the bar.
Probably.
It's with your daughter to go to sleep with.
Well, you tell them. I'm fed up of telling kids off to
you. Haven't had any to look after today. And your kids.
This week I have.
I didn't have any complaints at dinner time.
I don't care, so I'm not bothered.
It's alright. Oh, one of the hens got landed on the top of the black net because I put some corn and stuff in, you see. And she landed on it. And she got her feet stuck through the netting. So she was flapping and the netting was going up and down.
It's quite...
That'll give my arm feel right. Anyway, I flapped it, I got hold of it and I flapped it, so I sort of bounced her out. She sort of bumped along till she got onto that crossbar. And then she just flew straight back and did exactly the same thing all over again. And I just thought, sod it. I left her on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll just have to take a chance tonight. Because she saw me putting the corn in and she decided she'd try and get it by diving through the black net instead of going through the gate like all the normal hens, you know. This one's obviously brain dead. Or
they are stupid, that a lot.
They are silly. Mum said they've been all over today. Dad opened the front door and he said there was a troop of them walking up the path. He said, get out of it. Turn around and went the other way again.
Surprised they talked back to them, yes.
Yeah, but I came home and they were under the hedge. They weren't going through, but... There's a big piece of netting that's come down and it needs stitching up and then it needs sewing.
Well, if it's fine, maybe do that.
But it needs two of us. It needs somebody on the inside and somebody on the out just to stop them flying through it. Because the cock was on the back door this morning crowing.
Somebody that was crowing at about 12:30, 12:45 this morning. There were two of them crowing their heads off.
God, we'll be popular around here, aren't we?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I never heard them, Carl.
I mean, you're not locking them in anymore, are you? You're not shutting the door.
Well, I haven't been shutting the door. Well, it don't make no difference, though. There's only... Because Pavarotti's out anyway. Because he won't...
Yeah, but you don't let the other two. I mean,
I ought to. Perhaps I ought to start closing them in again,
quiet.
But the trouble was... With closing them in, not so much on the Anconis, but on the old flock, it was so warped, the wood, with being damp and wet and frosted, it was freezing across every night, and it was nearly taking my fingers off, getting it open in the morning.
Little loop or something.
It's too rotten, the wood. What I've got to do is repair that other coop and get that there, and then it'll be a lot easier, because Mum said she struggled today at getting that door. Of the growers. I said, well, what do you go in there for? And she would go on in for eggs or something. I said, well, I usually leave them a day or two in the winter because it doesn't hurt. And she said she struggled with that door. She said it hasn't got any hinges or anything on it at the minute. I said, well, no, because it was on like strings. But it does need fixing. But it's just been too wet and too nasty to do anything about it, so... Much else I could really do. She said she's looking forward to the day that we get it fixed. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. They are quite tame. I mean, that's one thing about the hens and the cock and that. They just wander about. But the goats apparently were no problem today. They just stayed on and I gave them a few bits and pieces, you know. So. That was fair enough. Should I
hurry
up and go to sleep?
You'll probably have to go and put it down again then.
I can't understand it. I mean, she's been up and been busy and she's had a warm bath and she's had a bottle.
She started this caper again though.
Yeah, coming in at night. Well, she was awake in the middle of the night. I don't know what time it was, but all I could hear was mummy.
Why didn't you just put her back into bed?
And I lay her down and she bawls.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I didn't hear her.
Well, I heard her. And I feel really guilty. I think, oh, I better bring her in. And then she wakes me up at 6 o'clock bouncing on the bed. So. And also, when it's a day before I'm working, I'm very conscious that I don't want her to be upset in the morning. Same with Christopher. I don't want any upsets in the morning. I don't want her frazzled and I don't want him upset in the morning because I want to go out and have a nice, even keel and not have to worry that there are going to be a problem for mum to look after, you see. So that's the price we've got to pay. If it's the choice between putting up with that and me not going out, then I'm afraid we'll just have to put up with it because it's too expensive to do otherwise. That's what I reckon, anyway. You can turn that off yet?
No, we're at the first side run.
You may not talk no more.
You're doing very well, thank you. I think I only said about 3 words. I'm doing all the chatting. I'm used to it.
No, you're not. Oh, well, of course, that's making me have a parched throat, you know, so you're going to have to now go make me a cup of tea. Please.
No, you're making me one.
Oh, God.
No.
Why is that pendulum blue?
Oh, pass. No idea. Pendulum, why are you blue?
I don't know.
I don't know. Don't tell everybody our secret.
Fuck. Oh dear. Spider surprises.
Yeah.
This is what we've termed in Beckett as a pregnant pause.
Level 4 attainment target 2 or B. Well, I don't know. You get goggle-eyed looking through all those documents.
Right, quick look. Oh, look, you're doing it again. Talk about school. You don't want to talk about school. It's boring.
No, I'm gasping for a cup of tea.
What are we going to do now? Well, if I come through now, she's just quietened again. Just wait until there's no noise at all from up there. Give it another 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then I think hopefully she'll settle. She's got a dolly in her cot. Does like that, so we'll have to go get Christopher's present, won't we? Monday. She still seems quite keen on the track.
Yes, you do seem keen on the railway track.
But we'll get away from tractors for a bit.
Trouble is the floor space he puts it out and gets stood on.
We'll have to encourage him to put it on the table.
Scratch the table, yeah.
Dad's buying a sander, did I tell him? No, I didn't. Dad's buying a sander because he said don't rush into stripping that table because he's going to buy a sander to keep.
Did you tell him we were going to do the table?
Yeah, he said leave it, don't do it yet. I said well we hadn't intended doing it yet because the children being so young, but that's what he now said to me. He said if you hang on, he said you can borrow it and sand it all down, you know. So I thought that was
it'll be nicer.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. But yeah, until then, I think we're going to have to make it that the railway goes on the table. She doesn't see it, Carl. She just, when she got that combine, the forage harvest, yeah, she just trod on it, but she never saw it.
Big yellow thing.
Green, actually.
Green, is it?
Yeah, but...
Oh, it's the tractor that's yellow.
It left it, you see. I mean, she doesn't know it's a farm. She's like Robert. Robert used to walk through things instead of round them. I can remember him doing that. Way back when he was this age. She's going to be like Robert. I reckon she'll be that kind of temperament if we let ourselves in.
Another one.
Another Robert, eh? God, it's not too bad, I suppose. Do a lot worse looking around. So I don't like that Murillo there. I'm just saying, I don't. Why are you looking at me like that? That reminds me of Robert, that
pitch. Before or after a disaster?
Oh, walking landmine at the moment.
Bless his heart, just like you, he is.
I know he is, that's why I get so irritated with him, because I see my failings in him so clearly. His left hand doesn't know what his right leg is doing.
No, he's doing all right.
You can
turn the television on if you want to.
Yeah, it's not on yet.
We'll be on in a minute today. We can do a bit more taping later on. I'll be just interested to hear what you have been saying all this time. You know. So I'm going to stop it.
Somebody's got to talk. I want that voucher anyway.
Oh, you want that? Ooh, you.
If I'm doing
you,
all the work for it.
You gold digger. Yeah.
I'm terrible. No, I don't really. Mum said. She said, oh, she said, tell Carl to put that towards a new suit for himself.
What?
That money.
Wouldn't buy an arm and a leg. one trouser leg.
Oh, she said, Mark's expensive to do nice suits. Actually, Dad got a nice suit from Mark's.
Well, for 25 quid, he didn't.
Eh? He did. Yeah, because he had Mum's, like, you know, what she get when...
Discount.
Yeah, that's the word. When she leave, he had that plus another £25 voucher, and he ended up with a £75 suit for £25. You ask him to show it to you on Monday when we go across.
It won't fit me though.
No, it ain't your style. What I'm saying is, yes, you can do it. Turn that damn thing off. Daddy's dead, and they call that careless. He was 2 days before Christmas, and he was a Tesco night shift worker. Got Samantha 12, Debbie 9, Vicky 7, Nessa 5, 3-year-old Leon, baby Matthew set off for work on his bike, hit and run driver, killed instantly. And it wasn't reported, the hit and run driver didn't go into the police station till the next morning, and saying, and when they put out an alert to find out who'd done it. But he was dead on arrival at hospital.
What's happened to the driver?
Nothing. Just he's not been. He's just got a fine. Charges are being considered. David's death is regarded as secondary when it comes to prosecution under the Road Traffic Act. An offence of causing death by reckless driving carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, an unlimited fine and an automatic disqualification. The difficulty is proving a motorist was driving dangerously. The recommended charge is one of careless driving. Cases are heard by magistrates who can impose a disqualification and a fine of up to £1,000. And the driver who killed him had no insurance. Might have to wait for up to 18 months for any settlement to be agreed. So she's got to bring up them six kids. The youngest is, what do I say, a baby? Yeah, well, he's not very big, even on here. He looks smaller than Rebecca. And she's got to bring up all that family, you know, with no breadwinner. That's wrong, you know. Somebody, that is tantamount to murder. That should be manslaughter,
sure. Should
surely.
Be at least, yeah. I would have thought so if you took, you know, somebody else's life. So what's that you're reading, that magazine?
Yeah, that TV quick. Doris Day, gosh, she's changed, has said she campaigns on behalf of AIDS sufferers and she wants to see drugs tested on convicted murderers. Why not, she says. Murderers owe society something. They're getting 3 free meals a day in prison and we're paying for it. What are they going to do to pay us back?
They're a bit drastic.
Well, it's Rock Hudson's death that upsets her.
Oh yes, well, she was very friendly with Rock Hudson. They're
according to Hollywood gossip.
She's had four husbands. She runs two animal rights charities now and looks after 47 dogs and countless cats and birds. Dad watched that thing on Thursday.
What's that?
Doris Day.
He dies into Doris Day, isn't he?
I'll see you in my dreams, it's called now. Get off, cat. Oh, state of it, get off.
What's it doing?
Cheeky thing. It's just been sniffing my foot, would you believe? Oh, yeah. Bad girl. She came in for a minute.
No, you don't want any clothing.
Oh, she won't. Clothing if you don't. The controversial subject of polygamy. Oh, that's my sister wife, look. The film is set to raise eyebrows in the Asian community. Oh, let's find out if they're Muslims then.
Does it say?
It might say, yeah. Just that he's a self-made millionaire. When Idi Amin expelled Asians from his country in 72, Kassam and Lata leave everything behind and come to Britain, and within 12 years they are rich again. I didn't plan to have two wives, it just happened. Lots of men have mistresses and cheat on their wives, but I don't have these problems. Oh, it's a true story. Oh, I see. My sister wife is a thriller, but this guy actually has got two wives. Oh, Hindus, Carl, they are not Muslim.
Probably
all three devout Hindus, vegetarian and don't drink alcohol. Mm. I wouldn't imagine living with another woman as well. For impersonating a policeman in water, you're nicked. Realism rather than fantasy. Watch by most cops watch Morse com.
Morse policemen do.
Oh, they don't. Just two is entertaining. What does he do between murders? Oxford probably has two murders every 10 years, and Spender only gets 2 stars. No way would he be allowed to operate as he does, and he never does any paperwork. And he never goes to court, which takes up 80% of police time. Specials is the worst series of all time. Jim Taggart is believable. The Bill, Mum likes that. That's the best one. I don't like that. Ruth Rendell gets 3 stars, that's believable. And Prime Suspect, I haven't seen that. I hate Thunderbolt, I don't know.
I think that's
the one
who was
first out. I don't like the guy in it. It doesn't interest me at all, and I don't find him entertaining at all. What are the films then? Bomber's Moon, made in 1943. It Always Rains on a Sunday, made in 1947. Reagan, 10:35, before he mellowed to become Morse. This is the pilot TV movie for the Sweeney series. Do you watch the Sweeney?
Once or twice, not often.
Yeah, I used to like that. Reagan. The Long Goodbye, 1973.
I've seen that. Oh yes, I've seen that one.
The Philadelphia Experiment, we've seen that as well, about the two sailors, haven't we?
That's a clever one, that one, though. Good effect.
Yeah, it's only just been on again. We saw that quite recently. We've seen that since we've been moved here.
No.
We have.
No, we haven't.
Well, I have. You must have been out. I know I've seen it very recently.
No, you've seen something similar, but you won't have seen that. You know what you're like.
Oh, I did see that one, when the time warp. That was
time tunnel you're thinking of.
No,
watch
I'm not.
The
I saw this one. I saw this one. And at the end of it, they want to get each other, because he falls in love, doesn't he? And he wants to stay in the time that he's been zapped to, right at the very end, and they warn him that it's dangerous and that he could just explode into thousands of atoms, but he goes ahead and takes the risk anyway. I have seen it recently. So there.
Shouldn't you like an experiment based on true story, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I know, but I've seen it recently. You must have been out. You're probably out with Terry or something.
Mm-hmm. No.
I have seen it. Oh no, guess what's on Sunday?
The Great Escape.
No, close.
No, I don't know.
Force 10 from Navarone.
No. Gosh, we haven't seen that for at least.
Oh wow, must be all there, 6 months.
Yes. Yeah.
The smallest show on Earth, that's got Margaret Rutherford in. God, they need all black and white films, please. Rubbish. The Man Who Could Cheat Death.
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 Could cheat death, couldn't he?
Death. No, League Paid Office for Children, Never Love a Stranger. That's an on. The Good Wife. They're all boring. I'm going to have a look the rest of the week. See You in My Dreams, Doris Day.
Yeah. Don't read it out.
Well, I'm looking.
Read it quietly then. I never did get any tea. You have any tea?
Did?
I didn't.
You went out cross bun, I offered you stuff and you said you didn't want anything else. I did ask you.
Uh-huh.
You were capable of going in there yourself and making something, you should have said. I knew you didn't want lasagna.
Yeah. I have to fill this.
What?
Document in it.
Chicken minute.
Hmm?
What's that interrupting me?
Hmm?
It says 21st century sex. Girls are getting stronger, boys more sensitive, and now surgical techniques are changing the whole business of birth. Will it all end in androgyny? What's androgyny?
Is that single sex?
I don't know, that's what I'm asking you.
It's a word I want to
find. You're no good.
Or mixed.
You're useless.
Mixed.
That looks like Mrs. Ward, doesn't it?
No.
That lady there, look. Hey, look.
It's a black man. Lenny Henry. Put it away, I don't care about the television.
I like reading this on Friday evening. Shall I get some of them hot pants?
Which one?
I should have shut them.
Hot ones. Which one?
I'd have to have a very long jumper over them. Oh, look at him. Look a wimp.
One of me stars then.
What are you? Aries? How Aquarius? You're an inspiration to us all.
That's alright then, I'm an inspiration.
As always. But this week you are fiscally gifted and far-sighted. Are your fiscals gifted? If you've any financial transactions to make, now's the time to hurl yourself into the commercial realms of trading and merchandise, buying and selling. Well, I said we're going to get the holiday clothes for the children.
Did you pay that? You does that check?
I haven't got no checks, have I? I've only got one left. Need that to do my hair appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
I told him. I'm going to check what comes tomorrow. Mine says, if your chosen career is currently giving you little satisfaction, this week is ideal for shopping around for a new vocation. What shall I do then? You'll pick up your best tips from idle gossip or the ads in your local paper. Then it's up to you to make an appointment.
Mm.
just remembered. The kids were going to interview me today and they've forgotten, so did I. Bouquet of daisies.
I wanted that done as well.
But, well, it's nice. I'll come in if you want me to do it. As long as you feel the two little ones. I've already done it for somebody anyway. Somebody's already interviewed me out your class.
Not for this piece of work though. Not
this was Amy. Amy Dover came and said, I think it was Amy, said, well, I'd be interviewed. And I said, yes, okay, but come and do it after we've done the math. And she never came back. I forgot.
So she's mentioned it, but she hasn't done it?
Yes.
So you haven't been interviewed yet?
No.
So what you're saying is a lot of...
What was I being interviewed for then?
Just some work on the school and the community. People who work there. What is it really? It was just the children to come up with their own interview questions.
I'll answer them.
Tell you what, I'm tired.
Mm. I'm ready for bed.
Yeah, I'm tired as well. The BBC's new show, Caught in the Act, will have disappointed many who look forward to seeing amusing video clips without having to watch Jeremy Beadle. Too many clips involve children getting hurt, and presenter Shane Ritchie is a bawling, prancing, grinning idiot who makes Beadle look like a model of good taste and restraint. I admit, I agree with that.
Never seen it.
You did, you watched it last week. Oh, you weren't here. You've gone, that's right, it was on the Friday night, because you've gone to Mum's. And